Hey ladies, welcome to the Single Moms United podcast. Thank you so much for joining today. If this is your first time visiting or downloading the podcast, welcome. If you're a repeat listener, thank you for your loyalty. Today I want to continue down the path of expectations and how this can blend into your parenting skills. Because remember a couple months ago, I said I would introducing word choices that started with the letter E. And because there are so many word choices, I don't know when I'll stop, right? And so this is just good to be able to bring this to you on a level that you think about things differently as you're parenting your child or your children. As a single mom, it's going to be difficult. No doubt about it. How do I know? Because I'm a single mom. I may be an older single mom, but I'm a single mom. And I know the challenges that you're going to face. Some of the challenges you may face today might be a little different than what I faced. For instance, social media wasn't as prominent back then as it is now, but there were still other challenges. I mean, there still was peer pressure, right? Which is pretty much equivalent to social media. But anyhow, I found a document online that talks about what children learn and your role in that process. Because remember, they're looking to you. You are that foundation as it relates to teaching your child right and wrong, respect. All of those things fall on your shoulders, single mom. We can't put it on the churches. We can't put it on the teachers in the school. That's your responsibility. You set that foundation for your child or your children as it relates to their behavior and how they respond to things. That's all on you. And a lot of times, including myself, don't realize that, hey, you know, if you got to be taught something, I'm going to enroll you in school and I'm going to leave it up to the teacher to teach you right and wrong. Well, that's wrong. That's up to us. We should partner with the teacher in the curriculum that they're providing our child or our children, but it's not solely up to the teacher to teach your child regarding how to conduct themselves. As a matter of fact, in today's world, most teachers don't teach behavioral issues. That really is up to you. They focus more on content like math and English and how to use proper English and things like that. But when it gets right down to behavior and being respectful, yes, ma'am, that's you. Mm-hmm. That's us. How about that? I'm going to throw myself in there. Although I'm older, that still fell on my shoulders. I couldn't rely on the teachers to teach my children how to behave. That's on me. That's on you, single mom. Anyway, I just wanted to go through this little bit of dialogue here that I found. And it looks like it's from Dorothy Law Nolte. And I just found it to be providing confirmation on what should happen as it relates to training our child or teaching the child. Children learn what they see. If children live with criticism, they learn how to condemn. If children live with hostility, they learn how to fight. If children live with ridicule, they'll learn how to be shy. If children live with shame, they will learn to feel guilty. If children live with encouragement, they learn confidence. If children live with tolerance, they learn to be patient. If children live with praise, they learn to appreciate. If children live with acceptance, they learn to love. If children live with approval, they learn to love themselves. If children live with acceptance and friendship, they learn to find love in the world. And I wouldn't necessarily say it's a poem. It's a great overview. When we Okay, I'll say me. In life, going out in this world, I really didn't have any expectations for my child or my children. I did pick up on what I was taught and how I was brought up, but did I really set expectations for my children? So my question is to you, Mom, what type of expectations have you set with your child? What does it mean to set expectations? It's how you conduct yourself. When my son started school, I did sit down and have a conversation with him, and I made it very clear his behavior, he was to be on good behavior. I told him, and I was very clear with this, I should not receive any phone calls while I'm at work regarding bad behavior. I had that conversation with him. I set those expectations, and with my daughter. I will not tolerate having the school call me while I'm working, trying to make sure you're fed and clothed, about bad behavior. And guess what, ladies? Guess what? It worked. I never got one call. So if he did misbehave, they didn't call me at work to tell me about it. And I did go to parent-teacher conferences and I did have discussions, and they did say that, because again, I'm not saying my child was perfect, but you know, it wasn't, his behavior wasn't enough to disrupt teaching, and that they would have to call me at work to come and handle my business. It worked. The question is, ladies, how are you setting expectations with your children? With your child. Remember, not only are you releasing them to the teachers at school, but you're going to release them to the world. And conduct is still required. And it's positive conduct, positive behavior. How do you respond to different situations? These things are required. So how are you setting those expectations with your child, with your children, making sure they understand the consequences? Because once you set expectations, and if they don't meet those expectations, then there are consequences. And I explained that to my son. Here are my expectations as I drop you off at school, as you start school. Now, if you don't meet these expectations, there are consequences. So ladies, you have to embrace and acknowledge these expectations. You have to set these up. It's a requirement for you as a parent, as you are releasing your child into the world. And when I say the world, I'm talking about school as well, or any other place, because when that behavior is not positive, and sometimes, well, let me just say it like this. Any behavior is a reflection of you. So I'm not just going to focus on negative. I'm going to talk about positive as well. You're responsible for that. So this is your opportunity to set the right expectations with your child and your children of how to behave in public. And you can do this. And guess what else you can do? You can do it without cursing at them. You can do it without threatening them. It's just easy just sitting down. This is the expectations. I expect you to behave in front of the teacher and be respectful. And if you don't, then there are consequences to that. And you define what that consequence is. I'm not going to tell you what to do with your child. You define that. But the consequence has to change the behavior. I will say that. So whatever you decide to do as a consequence for bad behavior, it has to align to the misbehaving that they've displayed. Okay. So you define that. At the end of the day, ladies, your key takeaway is setting expectations with your child or your children when they are not in your presence. And even when they are, ain't nothing wrong with you getting respect. Nothing wrong with you being respected. Let me just change that up a little bit. You deserve respect, whether they're in your presence or out of your presence. That behavior should stay the same, period. Hopefully you found value in what I just shared with you. I'm sure this little outline is somewhere on the internet and you can Google it, but it's such a good foundation for you to set because, again, your input of what you allow in your home is going to be the output in public. And I think so many moms forget that. Things you do inside the house is eventually going to come outside of the house. People are going to see this behavior. And it ain't going to be a shock. Oh my God, so-and-so did this. Well, they always do this in the house behind closed doors. Now everybody can see it. So ladies, set that expectations with your child or your children. I hope you enjoyed today's episode, Expectations, and tell another single mom. And again, I challenge you, put that phone down for at least an hour a day and spend time with your child or your children. And if you have multiple children, then it's an hour per child. All right, you guys have a fantastic day, fantastic week, and an excellent month. Take care.